football on off the ball.
You called him a disgrace earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll call him a disgrace again. I'm amazed at this idea that like Messi is somehow like the player who's got a lot to answer for. It's all the others have a lot to answer for.
Join in the obsession.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball with Apple Green. Coffee, food, and friendly faces. With you on the journey to Croker this Sunday.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey! Oh! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the Sherriest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido Crappy Quiz. Every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. And the Crappy Quiz this week is on Off the Ball, is brought to you by Apple Green. Coffee, food, and friendly faces with you on the journey to Croker this Sunday, if you have a ticket, which I don't, sadly. Anyway, tonight we make our long-awaited return to the airwaves of News Talk, but you can also listen to the Crappy Quiz on YouTube or on podcast for free, for now. The quiz will soon be available on demand for Off The Ball members only, so do visit offtheball.com/join for details on becoming an Off The Ball member. And of course, users of the Go Loud app can enjoy three free podcasts each month. And with all that said, all that's left for us to do is to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry and what a lineup we've got today. And good listener, this is quite a historic episode of this sacred sometimes radio slot. It marks the final appearance of the man who usually sits in this seat, actually. The man who's brought disgusting phrases to such as open the kimono into the national consciousness over the years, and a man who has sang his way through more crappy quizzes than our listeners care to remember over the past 13 years. And so today, we offer up this crappy quiz as a tribute to the one and only, a contestant for the last time, Ger, the tyrant Gilroy.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing, Ger?
I'm pretty good.
Excited about this, your final slot on News Talk after 24 years?
Minor trepidation about what lies in store. I like the economics of the drug yard, though. You're giving everybody a little taste of the quiz for a few weeks and then smack. You got to come and pay for it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what it is. And how they have taken up the drugs in such overwhelming quantities.
Yeah.
Always good to see when you're a smack dealer. You know, it's like they really like it, you know. But anyway, we'll
tasty,
move on, I suppose. Taking on Ger in his last quiz, and we've gone down a familiar route, let's face it, so far. Taking him on, we have the leader of the new generation. Someone who cares not what came before. He's not going to kiss the ring of Busby while ripping up all the records like Alex Ferguson. The past is the past, he says. He's here with a hammer and a final nail in hand. It's David, the Fountain Wilson.
It's a new era in over the next few weeks, so yeah. It's just an interesting time to be here. And
King is dead, long live the king, you know, he says. I'm the king.
Yeah.
And finally, we had to put someone in here to give Ger a chance on his final broadcast. So please welcome a Crappy Quiz mainstay, straddling the generations, but rarely on top of the podium. It's Shane the Monaghan Machete Hannon.
Got to let him win today, don't we? Yeah. I mean, just
There'll be no letting anything, really.
The Gilroy quiz.
Like, humiliation of 0 points might be fun as well. Yeah. Like, who knows?
No participation medals. That was never the point of this.
Absolutely not. No, it's all about winning, and we totally like take it very, very seriously.
I mean, that was what made it so special. It was a make or break of Nathan's weekend and by extension, his family's weekend. Frequently, he wouldn't speak to you if he lost.
A lot of anger. It does continue. But this is an eclectic and strange quiz, I have to be honest with you. There are real questions and you will be answering real sporting questions. But just to say, I looked through it last night. I enjoyed it. The last round's a bit weird, but, you know, that's what it has to be.
I came in without a pen and paper for the final.
Well done, Ger. Well done. That's the first quiz. A wonderful move.
Yeah. I assumed it wasn't actually going to be a serious quiz, and then I just didn't think about that properly, because obviously Arthur's written it. It's going to be a serious quiz.
No doubt.
With lots of Bob Dylan questions. It wouldn't be the crappy quiz without the sound of tearing paper as somebody realizes that they've forgotten.
Give people what they want.
Listen, there we go. Let's get up beside the microphone.
Give it a good rep.
turn paper is going to be one of the new.
Oh, did you hear that? Yes, the sound of the quiz. As Emma comes in with an actual piece of paper.
And David's
notebook is ruined for no reason.
Don't worry about that.
Will we get to ASMR, by the way, which Jared once said on Nothable Breakfast.
Is that awesome?
ASMR. You know,
Yeah.
Once said on air that it was autoerotic asphyxiation. He confused the two, which was one of his legacies.
Won't get away with that anymore.
There you go. We're knocking through the bingo card pretty quickly here of things for Jer's final broadcast. Okay, fine. We're on News Talk. Yeah. Okay, call your shot round. It's a staple of the modern quiz. Everybody loves it. It's round one. We're going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Each contestant will bid on the number of correct answers they think they can manage, and the highest bidder gets to the dibs at the list. This has slightly changed since the script I wrote the last time I presented about 3 months ago. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they cannot manage it, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again on how many of the remaining answers they can name. If the mark isn't hit, the last person gets the standing wins the coveted coward's point. Each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. As with everything on this particular crappy quiz, however, there will be a special juror theme to proceedings. Okay, all right. We're going to start with David, Shane and Jer. Okay, so do I ask the question first? Sorry, this is the only time I'll ask this. Okay, all right. Round one, question one.
There's a smirk on his face.
Play that again.
The Red Storm Rising is actually pretty true, right?
Oh, this is ridiculous behavior by Arthur.
So...
this is ridiculous. This is like personal point scoring about all the bad things that I said while he was at breakfast.
You heard Jared there.
My outrageous predictions.
This is ridiculous. He's a very smart man, isn't he? He sees through it straight away. He knows the first opening gambit, he sees the whole chessboard. What a smart man.
Yeah. Look at this.
Look, I mean, it's not your bad things. It's the fact that you have a tendency for hyperbole when somebody wins a match.
I appreciate the pettiness of Arthur, the dedication to his craft, but it is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Behavior.
Okay, just in case.
The Red Storm Rising is actually pretty true, right?
There we go. We were on the same page there. Okay, for your question, folks.
This is to discredit my future broadcasting
career. Name any county that have defeated Cork in an All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship game since the Red Rising began in 2018. So,
is that clip from 2018, yeah?
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's noted as Cork's first appearance of the four under 20 finals in a row that they made. So I presume this is from 2019 on, Arthur, is it? No. Sorry, the question's from 2019 Championship on. Okay, yeah. So there are, I will tell you, six in all. And the bidding starts with David.
Sorry, Cork...
any team that beaten Cork in the championship,
the hurlers,
yeah,
okay.
That's the Red Rising.
Look, it's not my five fault. Hurlers. That's the thing.
If we looked hard enough, we would have found you saying that they were going to win five in a row.
They absolutely
zero so far. I'll go four.
Four, okay. Shane, do you want to beat that?
Can I bid five?
You're allowed actually not make up the numbers. That was just a script. You can totally play like
yeah. Yeah, let's go five.
Yeah, cool, five. Okay, and Jared, do you want to name all six?
Yeah. Go big or go home, right?
There you go.
So
this is since 2018.
Since 2018.
That number at the top there is shocking.
Yes, what was the number at the top?
I'll tell you when you answer it.
It seems easy, but there's going to be a team in
does.
There.
It does, yeah.
Okay, so...
teams that have beaten Cork in the championship.
So, second half collapse against Tipperary.
Tipperary, they've beaten them twice.
Second half collapse against Galway.
Galway, 2022 and 2026.
Now, obviously Limerick.
Limerick, six times.
Wow.
So this leaves us with, did they lose any games to any of the other Leinster teams under circumstances? So from 2019, so we have 2019, we have whatever happened in COVID, which no one can remember. We have the aborted final in 2021. The half the crowd at it where Limerick put their perfect performance in, right? Mm-hmm. That was that one.
Yeah.
2022.
It was only 20,000, wasn't it?
2023, 2024. We got 25, 2026. Right. So 2026, Galway beat them. And Limerick beat them.
Yeah.
I think
I haven't said Clare. Clare beat them.
Clare beat them in an All-Ireland final and on four other occasions.
I have four, right?
Yeah, you do. So it's two
the
more.
Only available options.
That's a process of elimination, isn't it?
The only other available options really are, did Kilkenny beat them in any point between them? Kilkenny reached an All-Ireland final. Did they? They did. Kilkenny.
Kilkenny in 2019, underway to an All-Ireland final, yeah. That was...
I'm missing one.
Hoggy, I think, got 3-10 that day in a losing. Losing.
I said Tip.
You said Tip, yeah. So far you have...
Clare, Limerick, Tip, Galway, Waterford. Sorry, I haven't said Waterford yet. I have Kilkenny.
Okay, you have five.
And then I have to decide whether or not Waterford didn't win a championship game. When did they start?
It's going to be a long quiz.
They reached the All-Ireland final in COVID, Waterford.
Yes, Waterford. In 2020 and in 2024, they beat them as well. A pretty big shock, yeah. So two times for Waterford. Gerard gets all six. Good start to the quiz. Okay, yeah. Round one, question two.
I don't, for the record, think that there's any prospect in hell of Roy Keane coming in as a number two to Martin O'Neill.
A good listener. I will. Sorry, Ger. My favourite ever clip.
24 hours before.
It was. We recorded that, I believe, on a Friday afternoon. Did we? Friday evening, maybe? And the appointment was made on Saturday morning.
Typical. Yeah.
There had been a rumour. We didn't really believe it.
No, it was outrageous.
There we go. Anyway, so for this quiz, name any of Ireland's assistant managers since Roy Keane finished his 5-year stint as assistant manager as number two in 2018. All information taken from transfermarkt.com. In some instances, there's been more than one serving assistant manager. Shane, you bid first. There are eight in total.
Eight in total. Jeez. Since Roy Keane. I'm not massively confident that this is going to be a high number. Four.
Okay, sure.
Five.
Six. How many is there in total, sorry?
Eight. No. Shane's not beating that, Ger. You want to go higher than six?
Go on.
You'll have less to do if he gets one wrong on the way.
No, I won't go.
Okay, six it is, David.
Uh-oh.
I had a feeling that was high.
Okay.
These are hard to remember.
Yeah. Keith Andrews.
Keith Andrews, yeah. 20-23 under Stephen Kenny.
John O'Shea.
John O'Shea, current. There since 23.
Coaches have multiple assistants, don't they, these days?
Again, whatever Transfermarkt said about assistant manager.
Okay.
No coaching allowed.
Damien Duff,
yeah. Under Kenny, of course.
Paddy McCarthy
is accepted, yeah.
Dual
assistant managers currently, as was basically laid out for us in the question. So that's four.
Babying him along here is pretty more. Easy.
John Eustace
is a great answer.
Good answer, yeah.
Well, that's the winning of the
2022 under Stephen Kenny. And one more.
Terry Connor.
TC.
Oh, I forgot about Big Mick.
Came back with Mick.
I literally blanked on Big Mick.
And the ones you did. Anthony Barry.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I had him written down first.
Star of England's World Cup campaign is under Stephen Kenny in 21-22. And Robbie Keane. McCarthy.
Jesus.
David, whoops. Well done here. This has been an uneventful. There's been no cowards points or anything wrong or anything so far. But round one, question three.
I think Brendan Rodgers is a good manager. And I know people don't like him because he has self-confidence. But his teams play good football.
You stand by that one, I'd say, probably.
Come on.
That one, yeah.
You know. Saturday now.
Okay, let's name any senior club Brendan Rodgers has managed in his career. Jerry, you're opening the bidding here. There are seven in total.
Any club he's managed?
Yes. Senior club.
Five.
Okay. David?
Six.
No, go on.
Let him off with six.
No, yeah.
Seven. Okay, yeah, go for it.
Oh no. Celtic.
Celtic is right. Two since. Only counts once.
Leicester.
Leicester City. 19-23.
Swansea.
Swansea, yes.
Liverpool.
Liverpool is four. You've three more to get here. No, is he two more to get? Two more to get, sorry.
Yeah. Watford.
Very good. First job, I think.
Celtic, Leicester, Swansea, Watford, Liverpool.
Six was a high number.
Yeah, see, I know Jared, it was a very good five from Jared because I know one of these clubs could be it's a Saudi club, but I just don't know which one it is. I'll go for
big risk saying that.
Al Qadsiyah.
Well played.
Good answer.
I'm glad I didn't have to say it either. He is currently the coach of them. And the other team, does anyone have it? Reading.
Oh,
yeah. Reading in 2009 after he left Watford. So 2 points for David there, 1 point for Ger. Shane, you have to get off the mark. Round two is our audio round. It's the what's Ger on about round.
I like it.
So I have no chance of remembering any of this stuff.
We're going to play you five different audio clips featuring what you might alternatively describe as raw insight or complete drivel from Ger's extensive back catalogue. So it turns out there's only four, but five is on the script. But we've four of them here. I'll first ask you a question. The clip will play, and then you must all write down your answer.
So we're all in.
Get it right, and you get the point. Okay. All clear?
So if two people get it right, two people get a point.
My eyesight isn't the best here, so watch out for cheating. Arthur's going to be independent adjudicator here. Soaks Carrie Crowley. Okay. Question Stokes one.
Kennedy Crowley. Yeah, Carrie Crowley is the host.
I understand that was a pre-match joke.
Sorry.
As Joe would say, if you have to explain the joke,
that's terrible, isn't it? Yeah, sorry, it's standing all over your mic. I apologize. One last time.
Anyway, I'm just seeing as other people's work anyway, as usual. So don't worry about it. Easy one to start here. What team is Ger talking about here?
The other thing is that they're supposed to be this big macho, we are the men culture, when actually all they are whining. Babies. That was the most babyish. The rules didn't.
Right. Do we all have an answer written down?
Stand over that.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let Jer answer first.
South Africa.
Honor system here. Good. The Springboks is the correct answer here.
We're gonna go the long way to the final.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, they did win it, so fair play. But
is that a point each then?
Yeah. Oh, we should have got a goodbye message from Razzie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we will. Point each there, yeah. Okay, right, question two. Who is Ger Gilroy tearing apart here?
You can't decide suddenly that this massive systems failure falls simply at the root of Victor Lindelof. And maybe the midfield weren't pressing enough. If you look back at the goal, it's this kind of very easy passage of play where Sevilla just pick out somebody in a pocket of empty space who finds somebody else in a pocket of empty space who then puts it right across the goal. Where's Harry Maguire? He didn't do it to somebody important. He didn't do it to somebody who's going to be there next season. He picked the weakest of the crowd. To me, this is all the hallmarks of a bully.
Hallmarks of a bully. Do we have an answer written down?
Sorry, what was the question again on that one?
Who is he tearing apart?
What team?
What team?
It just says who.
Oh, okay.
It's not a team. It's not a team. It's who's the bully, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was very Dunphy-esque, actually. Yeah. Mm.
Jesus.
Right, well, tell me when you all have answers written down. We're not as on the clock here as normal, but we do need to move it on. Okay, Shane, I'll get yours first this time.
Dallo. Diogo Dallo.
Roy Keane.
Jose.
The answer is Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno.
Who was obviously doing a post-match interview or something after
the
Sevilla
game. I think it might have been on the field, was it?
Yeah, perhaps. Well, Bruno moaning at players. Mm. Jordan Pickford, by the way. I could probably live the rest of my life without seeing a close-up of Jordan Pickford pointing at his head and shouting at people after making a mistake.
Mentality. Mm.
Oh, mentality monsters.
It's a dose, isn't he?
Is that what he's saying in the moment?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, question three. Who did Ger believe was worthy of a new contract?
I read the headlines in the papers last week, Baku or bust, right?
You did.
So the opposite of bust is boom, as we know. It's even more boomer these days. So it's Baku or boom. So it's like, give him the new contract now and be done with it, right?
I mean, that's what you're taking away from the coverage.
Certainly that was the tone.
Do we know who was worthy of a new contract?
For me first?
Yeah.
Stephen Kenny.
Stephen Kenny also.
Stephen Kenny.
3 points.
Okay.
Stephen Kenny
Kenny FM.
Baku didn't go that well, to be honest, in the end. And that might have been one of the problems.
No, did we not win that game 3-0?
That's post-game.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
What game did we... Did we draw with them at home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all out of my head.
That's good. You've repressed it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, repressed emotions never really come back to haunt you at all.
No, Irish males, exactly. No.
Yeah.
Bottle it up.
Here's the last one here. What former Irish sports administrator is Ger questioning?
My issue with this the whole way through has been that has been doing the review into the performance. He is in charge of the high performance department. It's his job. These are all fairly nebulous work-ons that will help us to improve, but it's all, it reeks a little bit of bullshit.
Who's reeking of bullshit? Ger, you're up first this time.
David Nusafora.
I said Pat Hickey.
I was going further back.
Yeah, fair enough.
I also said David Nusafora.
Okay,
yeah, well done.
No, I believe you. There's an honour system in this place here.
He's going to cheat me on my final, for non-cheating. My final show.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, so there we go. That's the what was Ger Gilroy on about here round. The first and last time that'll be part of the crappy quiz. The scores are David's on 5, Ger's on 4, Shane's on 2. And as we're back at the radio, we're going to have to take an ad break.
The crappy quiz on Off the Ball with Apple Green. Coffee, food and friendly faces. With you on the journey to Croker this Sunday. The crappy quiz on Off the Ball with Apple Green. Coffee, food and friendly faces. With you on the journey to Croker this Sunday.
Okay, the scores here on the crappy quiz is David 5, Ger 4, Shane 2. And if you're just joining us, this is a special crappy quiz offered up to the memory and legacy of one Ger Gilroy, who's making his final appearance on the crappy quiz.
He's dead, is he?
This evening.
Dead to us.
He is here with us. Somehow for a dead man, he has 4 points on the crappy quiz at the halfway mark. We are heading into round 3, which is the Pass the Parcel Doom round. I'm going to ask you each to give me a name that's on a list of names that I have in front of me. Get it right and the parcel passes on to the next player. Get it wrong and the parcel will explode, covering you in shame and goo. As you might have come to expect by now, all of the questions carry a hint of Ger Gilroy goodness. So, round 3, question 1.
We were a year early in our prognostications about us dragging Wales into the deep water and drowning their national rugby team this weekend. We are going to kill them, right? This is it. They're coming to Dublin and they're getting spanked.
Okay, so Ger versus Wales has been probably second only to Ger versus South Africa in the long-term feuds of Off the Ball. Can you please name for me any of the 10 countries that defeated Wales during their 19-game test match losing run from October 2023 to July 2025?
Well, you can't say that. Just because they lost games doesn't mean they don't have a very important rugby culture.
Just because they lost games doesn't mean they lost the games and they went on a historic losing streak. David is up first here, followed by Shane, followed by Ger.
Ireland.
Ireland are in there.
England. Oh, you're next.
Oh!
I'm going to go with...
You're gone.
We're going to give one moment of special treatment here.
Things never change.
Yeah, no, well, look, typical. One moment of special typical. Treatment. I don't like ruining the game, is the truth. I'm like a referee giving a red card in the first minute, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to do it.
No, you're giving a yellow when it should have been a red.
Yes.
I'm going to say England.
England is correct, Shane. Well done.
Yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
It's also like, you know, everybody's going to say in the same 4 countries here anyway.
Yeah. Scotland.
Scotland.
New Zealand.
He jumped right in there.
We went for it, didn't he?
Yeah.
What?
New Zealand obviously didn't play them at that time.
Me, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say France.
France, yeah.
Oh, I don't believe that.
October.
Will you watch the third, fourth place playoff on Saturday? October,
no.
No. Well, I'm not doing anything else, so probably will. Sorry, the plans are.
So how many of these are there? There's 10 countries.
9, isn't it? 9, yeah.
You said there's
10 involved.
Those are total 10.
Yeah.
10 countries, 18-game losing streak.
South Africa.
South Africa is correct, yeah.
Italy.
Italy is correct, yeah.
Just wasn't sure about that one. Australia.
Australia, yeah.
Argentina.
Argentina. There's 2 more.
Okay.
Japan.
Correct. So Ger's guaranteed a point. Can Shane also get one? He has to get the next answer correct.
That's a good question. Can I get it correct?
In many ways, a Wales should be an answer to this because they've really beaten themselves. That's, you know,
good point.
They put themselves into this issue.
Yeah.
Instead of like pointing at a breakfast sports program in Ireland as the cause of their difficulties, maybe they should examine their own souls.
Mm. Did you get any well wishes from Wales?
No. Despite that.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, is there someone obvious? I'm forgetting.
Have you been to Wales since?
I haven't. Mm. I did always want to go to South Africa, but I'm a little bit concerned about my personal safety when I get there. You know, you go diving with the sharks and suddenly the cage has just opened.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it was an accident.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd be fine with most people. It's, you know, I'm not going to get into politics here. You know?
Come on, Shane. You're stolen here.
There's a lot of refugees over in America at the moment.
I'm going to say Portugal.
Portugal.
I thought there was a wacky World Cup result in there.
Fiji?
Fiji,
is there.
Fiji. Who did Portugal get a result against in the World Cup?
This was the World Cup. I don't think they lost every game in the World Cup, did they? It was from their knockout game until July 24th. So obviously all Six Nations teams would have automatically been involved because it was cross-season. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ger gets the point there. He joins David on 5 points, Shane's on
back
two.
Back in the game.
Round three, question two.
I think that we're witnessing something very special with this Kerry team, and don't be sleeping. Play it back to me in 3 years' time.
We'll get to Kerry. It could be in 2 weeks' time.
Well, maybe, but I don't think that's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. I'm nailing my colours to the mast.
Okay, another dynasty in waiting that Ger may have actually been correct about to call ahead of time this time. Can you name any footballer that featured as a starter or off the bench? Kerry footballer, sorry, I missed the important word there. Any Kerry footballer that featured or came off the bench in the 2025 All-Ireland Senior Football Final? So you only went for three in a row there. I thought that was very reserved of you, actually. But
When I say three, I've toned it down.
12 in a row.
Browbeaten by the morons in the comments.
Anyway, they could be on for two. They've got one game more to win.
Remember, were you with us when we did the piece on Kobe and got this mad backlash? Like, oh, I don't know what we're talking about. He's only a child. What are you doing? It's like, now he's like, everybody's like, all right, thanks, pals. Sorry, who's goes? Shane's first?
Sorry, Shane is up first.
First, okay. In last year's final. David Clifford.
Yep.
DC. Me?
Yep. Yes, you next, year.
Paddy Clifford.
Paddy Clifford is correct as well.
Sean O'Shea.
Sean O'Shea, yeah.
I'll go for Joe O'Connor.
Yes, correct.
Brian Bugley.
Yeah.
Jason Foley.
Jason Foley is right as well, yeah. We're going well. We're going nice and quick. All starters so far.
Go with Thomas Sullivan.
Thomas Sullivan was injured all last year, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, of course he was.
Yeah. There you go, he's not there.
I'm going to go Dylan Gainey.
Dylan Gainey is correct, yeah.
Surely, Shane Ryan.
Shane Ryan was the goalkeeper.
Man of the match, Gavin White.
Gavin White is correct, yes. Was he man of the match?
Yeah.
I do not remember that.
Mark O'Shea.
Mark O'Shea is right.
Dermot O'Connor.
Dermot O'Connor came off the bench.
Paul Murphy.
Yes.
Okay, I don't have much left. Graham O'Sullivan.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You have three more starters and all but one of the subs. So there's a good few left here.
Paul Gainey.
Paul Gainey is wrong.
He did not appear.
Yeah, so the ones he didn't get are the starters are Dylan Casey, who had a really good All-Ireland final, I believe. Mike Breen and Sean O'Brien. Then the subs that you didn't have were Micheál Burns, Evan Looney, Tadhg Morley, and Killian Spillane. Yeah, mm-hmm. So
I was pretty stuck. Who was the right corner forward?
Clifford.
Oh, sorry, he was full forward.
I don't know actually. Did Paddy wear 14 last year?
I think he wore 11. Anyway,
well then, if he did, it's a Shawnee then. So.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
maybe did.
Right.
Numbers in the back don't mean nothing these days.
Last one here, round three, question three.
So you look pretty comfortable with the medal around your neck. Are you getting used to it?
A nice one there, I would say. Name any athlete who has won an Olympic medal for Ireland. There are, Jerry, love this, 39 of them.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And Jerry, you're up first.
Any colour of medal?
Any colour of medal.
What's
any
the order
level
there?
Of controversy?
I'm going to say Michelle Smith.
Michelle Smith is correct.
I'm so proud of them.
She won three gold medals and a bronze medal in the year of our Lord, 1996, in Atlanta, Georgia. Home of England's cruel capitulation.
Oh,
the other night.
Shame. Me, isn't it? Kelly Harrington.
Good answer.
Yeah, Kelly Harrington, yeah.
That was my answer.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah, Shane.
Took it off me.
I should have really done that.
She won two gold medals in two different Olympics.
Yep, she did.
Which is pretty bloody good. Right, Shane?
I go for Daniel Whiffen.
The Whiffster.
Sonia Sullivan.
Two medals, gold and bronze in 2024. Sonia Sullivan, obviously, a silver in Sydney 2000.
Katie Taylor.
Katie Taylor.
Are you doing that piece with SBB? SBB and his son commentating on the All-Ireland final last week?
Yeah.
It's already over, is it? Oh, it was brilliant. That piece of commentary honestly brings me to tears every time. I just can't listen to it without him crying about Katie Taylor.
Champion on Europa, champion on Downer, champion Olympica. Olympica is probably wrong.
Is it myself? Yeah.
Who said Katie?
Me, David.
Yeah, it's Shane's go. So
did we say of all time?
There's 39 of them here now. Right, we've got five, so like, we're going to be here for an hour.
Let's go. I'll go Kenneth Egan.
Yeah.
I feel like we were asked this really recently, and me and Owen couldn't remember some really obvious ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
The ones that he'd been on the piss with. Darren Sutherland.
We went far. Yeah. Owen won. Darren Sutherland is correct.
Paddy Barnes.
Paddy Barnes, a two-time Olympic medalist, all the way up in the B's.
Michael Carruth.
Michael Carruth.
Michael
Conlon. The champion. Michael Conlon. Yeah, of course.
Ronnie Delaney.
Olympic champion of the 1500 metres in 1956.
Keane O'Connor / Waterford Crystal.
No, Waterford Crystal is incorrect, but he did win one later.
Well, see, we should deduct him for that. I said Keane O'Connor
slash.
It's very dodgy. You shouldn't have bothered saying it. Horses don't get Olympic medals.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Keane O'Connor won a bronze in 2012.
Yeah, Keane O'Connor.
He was disqualified from winning a gold medal in Athens 2004, and that does not count.
I was just given extra information, you know, like.
But it was wrong information.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was just talking about a different Olympics. Do you remember the time?
Yeah, but that's wrong then. Actually talking to yourself into me, telling me you're out
here. As in, I was giving you some extra information. Keane O'Connor won gold, obviously, at a different Olympics, but of course,
he didn't win gold at another Olympics.
Bronze. Just move on. Keep me in the game here. Come on,
Paul O'Donovan,
Ireland's best ever Olympian. Paul O'Donovan has.
Jeez, we took our time coming to him.
Two gold medals and a silver medal at three different Olympic Games.
Six left.
Yeah. It's back to me. So Gary O'Donovan,
He's not here for some reason, but he is right.
So there's 40.
There might be 40, I don't know. But anyway, we'll say Gary said, silver and 16.
I mightn't risk the first name here, but I can give you a surname, is that okay?
Depends.
Hegarty, Irish female rower.
If
for taking second names, can we do first names?
I'll give it to Emily Hegarty.
I have an Emily Hegarty written down, but I just was.
I'll give it to you. There's some first names I will accept and I will need, depending on the name.
Some first names you'll need, but will you take just a first name?
No.
Like, there are some very.
Well, I'll take a first name if you say it with confidence and suggest to me that you already know the second name. Like, if you said to me, like, if we were doing Cork Hurlers and you said Don Logue, I'd probably take it, you know?
Yeah, well, I'd be bluffing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Let's see how good your bluff is. You've kind of given it away now, so I'll probably ask for the second answer.
So, Michael?
Yeah.
John Tracy.
John Tracy. You know both his first and last name.
I do.
Every single one of these is just bringing back Jimmy McGee commentaries for
me. So, shush now.
Sorry.
No coaching.
Oh, no, I don't even mean that, which you did last time we did this question, which was list about a month ago.
No, I think it's actually ages ago.
I was done better, I think, than you. You trumps.
No, I did okay. I did okay. I got stuck on the 2020, whatever the last Olympics was.
24. Fintan McCarthy.
Yep. Fintan, just the 2 gold medals for him.
Okay.
Just 2 Olympic gold medals. Like, what the hell?
Got someone here, but
come on, guys.
Were they retroactively given one years later? Rob Heffernan.
Why are you so far down the?
Don't know.
Anyway, yeah, Rob Heffernan is correct. He was retroactively given one for London, 50k walk, I believe.
Teat.
I'll give you a score.
Fred Teat.
Fred Teat is right. Yeah. Oh, is it Fred Teat? Yes, it is. Yeah, silver in the 1956 Olympics.
How do you spell that?
T-E-I-D-T.
T-I-E-D-T.
T-E-I-D-T.
Oh, wow.
I-E.
T-I-E.
Yeah.
I before you even
D-T,
knew that.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what I have anyway.
They're a famous boxing family. Now, you'd see them referees. Any of the big Irish fights that doesn't involve an Irish fighter, you'd see one of the teats, one of his kids refereeing.
Right, David.
Okay. I'll go... Mona McSherry?
Yes, very good. Bronze medal in Paris.
Jesus, GK1, I'm not sure.
Splunk is cancelled.
Come on.
It's actually a lot different when you're under time pressure like this.
Aoife O'Rourke.
Aoife O'Rourke. No.
No.
Didn't think so.
Who did you mean?
Aoife O'Rourke. Is she the Roscommon boxer?
Boxer.
Yeah.
Reese McLennan.
Yes, Reese McLennan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Forgot about him.
I used to have forgotten a few.
Okay. Wilkinson.
Give me a bit more details on Wilkinson.
John Wilkinson.
I was going to give him a chance.
No, he's done.
I was going to say, give me a bit more details that don't include his first name.
Freddie Gilroy.
James Wilkinson is a silver medalist from the 80 Olympics in sailing.
Caldwell.
Freddie Gilroy, yeah.
Freddie Gilroy, Caldwell, Fred Teat.
Caldwell.
Something. Wilkinson.
John Caldwell.
John Tracy, that's it.
There was an Aoife in there with Hegarty on the rowing team, wasn't there?
There's an Afric on the rowing team?
Yeah,
Afric, yo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And there is, I do believe, actually, we haven't got to an Aoife yet. Anyway,
Murphy.
Listen, let me go through the ones, because I do think you win an Olympic medal. You should probably be mentioned in the answer here. But Anthony Byrne won a bronze medal in 1956, as did John Caldwell.
There's the Jack B. Yeats.
Anthony, of course, is, as I said in the last time we did, the Soxburn would be what he's known as, and there's a statue of him somewhere. Philip Doyle, obviously.
Yeah, I had Philip Doyle as well.
I could only remember the hot doctor. I couldn't remember his actual name.
Afrikyo, Kemer Lam, Dara Lynch.
I had down. I was like, what's his surname?
Jim McCourt. When Michael Crute won gold in...
Wayne McCullough
won silver. John McNally won a silver medal in 1952. Annalise Murphy, you said there. Fiona Murtha.
We didn't say Annalise, did we?
No, I remembered after.
Yeah, I remembered afterwards.
He saw her on the bike yesterday. Like, I literally thought, there's Annalise Murphy, and I totally forgot that she's...
Yeah. 2012 Boxers, you didn't remember Jonjo Nevin.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Pat O'Callaghan won gold in 1928 and 1932, and Bob Tizzle in the golden hour of Irish athletics won in 1932 as well. Hugh Russell won bronze in 1980. I think he was the other sailor, wasn't he? Aidan Walsh, bronze medal in 2021, whatever it's called. And David Wilkins... Wilkins and Wilkinson. There you go. Yeah, there,
Wilkins
there
and Wilkinson. Okay, I couldn't actually tell you.
Okay, right. So Ger gets the point there. He's on to seven. He's out in the lead here. David's on five. Shane's on two. The
Gilroy quiz.
Round four. Fun free magic number round. Y'all know the rules. I'm going to give you four different statements with numerical answers. You add them up, you write them down, and all before Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
Right.
If you get the number bang on, it'll be worth 3 points. Otherwise, the closest who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. Points with one for the next closest. Okay, let's get going.
We have the right numbers this week, yeah? Nice one.
I want you to please give me the number of Leinster Championships won by Kildare since 2002.
I see a trend here.
Plus the number of Joe McDonagh Cups won by Antrim. Plus the number John McGinn, sorry, that should say Super John McGinn, wears for Aston Villa.
Oh, shit. I don't know this.
The number of Super Bowls won by the San Francisco 49ers. Your time is... right, I'll give you the answer by time. By Shiny Beads, instead. He forgot to write that down. It turns out I need the script, even though I've said it 20 million times in my life.
What's the...
Your time...
First two?
Your time expires.
Let's go through the first two there again.
Sorry. Really quickly here. The first one is Kildare Leinster since 2002. John McDonagh Cups won by Antrim overall. John McGinn's number. And Super Bowls won by the 49ers. Time's up. David.
15.
17.
13.
Bust. 14 is the answer.
Ah, I'm going to do one more.
2 points for Ger. Puts him into a 4-point lead. Yeah. Although I did mention that the last round is a bit cracked, so we'll see what happens.
0-2-8-4.
0-2-7. 5.
Ah, 5.
Yeah. So got 7 and 5, yeah.
So I don't know
five.
How you weren't right, but anyway.
I didn't have the 2. I had 0-1.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, 2 Antrim John McDonagh Cups. Kildare haven't won a Leinster since 2002.
Oh, so Kildare.
John McGinn wears 7. Kamara's going to take Tielemans' 8 jersey. By the way,
you just saw the picture of
us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And 49ers have won 5.
Can't make
Super
new
Bowls.
Memories.
Okay. Jer's on 9. David's on 5. Shane's on 2.
Jeez.
This is all been very above board as well. I'd say this is a strange one, you know. Yeah. He's getting that messy-itis, you know. He's just it's his final goal. He's
got leg status, yeah.
Just when it comes down to it, like, you know, he knows what he needs to do. All that experience.
Superman. Okay. Didn't Lance Armstrong call him Superman before? So he's really living up to the name.
And a rookie.
And a rookie.
Okay. It's
didn't
almost.
Seem to be counterintuitive things, right?
True.
Almost business as usual for the rapid fire round this week, but with a little, because of he's always pushing it, a little AI twist of Ger Gilroy goodness.
Right.
So thanks in advance to Google Gemini. Take up any problems you have with them. As always on the quiz, if there's an AI question, it's flagged in advance, and the answer that they give us is the answer.
Yep. So it may not be the correct answer.
I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying that the answer that we were given by Google Gemini in this case, which is a new, you know, a new way to go, I would say, is the answer given.
There is on the bottom.
ChatGPT has let us down, let's face it.
There is on the bottom of it. By the way, these answers are all AI generated. You want to check them. That's what it says on Google Gemini.
Some of them are lunacy, like, you know. But anyway, I'm more of a Microsoft Copilot man myself these days, you know.
Oh, after he's one lesson in it, and so he's an expert.
Anyway, I said I'm more of a...
I just heard about this. You think I'm Copilot?
I just don't break the rules of the company as much as other people. Anyway, you'll each have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point up for each up for grabs. We'll start with the player and lowest score with Shane, if you're ready.
Yeah, so it's rapid fire, okay, but with an AI twist.
It's rapid. So I think there's some... It's all normal. There are normal sports questions in here. The Ger questions are done by AI.
So there are Ger questions in here. Great.
Okay.
Lovely.
Right.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Are you ready?
Rugby Ray, mate. Yeah.
Okay. Your 20 seconds starts now. When did Galway last win the All-Ireland Hurling Final?
2017.
What county does Ger Gilroy return... Your country does Ger Gilroy routinely accuse of playing unwatchable, cynical rugby?
South Africa.
Who scored Spain's second goal on Tuesday night?
Marino. No.
What national team does Carlos Bocanegra represent?
USA.
Yeah, what colour is Jer's distinctive head of hair?
Grey.
No, Red. Oh. Who is? I'm going to give you this one, and I'm going to give you another one as well. Right?
That's a farce, like Red.
Red. You shut up. I already had started, so I finished.
You're talking about 3 years of one of them.
I just said I'm doing the starting, so I finish one, and I'm giving you another one. Okay?
No, that's too many. That's way too many.
I'm way behind you, Jerry. Don't worry.
This one was started, so I finished, and then he's getting one extra question.
Thanks, mate.
This would have fit in anyway. Who is the Limerick senior hurling captain?
Declan Hannan.
No,
he's gone.
Should I even give him the last question?
Go on.
Who is the last Irish golfer to win the Open Championship?
Rory.
Shane Lowry.
Lowry 2019.
They didn't suit you today.
You caught up with David anyway, so you could still finish joint last. We don't get to the last question there. It's nice.
Sweet. Just go on. Can you ask it anyway? Don't give you the point, but we'd like to know.
I don't know if it's right or not. He did win it that year, but when was Ger Gilroy first awarded the PPI Sports Broadcaster of the Year?
Ger would know the answer, possibly. I would guess hazard around 2013. 12?
No.
13.
Is it 13, yeah?
Was that the first time you won it?
No.
Okay, no, I didn't think so. You did win it in 2013, though, I remember. It was a pretty big deal.
What was the first year you won it?
04.
I was thinking, I was aware.
I didn't win it.
I think.
How many?
05. One in each decade.
That's what you want.
Yeah. Until this one.
Except this.
Three, I think.
All right, David. You need one to get past Shane. You need a lot to pass Ger and stop him from doing it. Okay. sorry, I just have to read it.
This is good. This is good news.
No, it's fine. It's actually grand. It's just I wasn't expecting it. It's such a weird...
Oh, sorry, I should also be ahead of Ger because I did say grey and I said red. So, I mean...
Ridiculous. Hey, look.
No, David. Well, look, I mean, fair. His distinctive head of red hair is like what he's known for.
So obvious, yeah.
It's obviously an Owen Shane question.
Yeah.
Okay. Your time starts now. In what stadium will Ireland play New Zealand this weekend?
Eden Park.
What is the standard temperature of the takes Ger Gilroy delivers on OTB breakfast?
100 degrees.
Scalding. Who scored Argentina's equalising goal against England?
Enzo Fernandez.
In what year did Port of Harrington first win the Open?
07.
What French pastry does Ger occasionally enjoy on morning
croissants?
Croissant is great. What? I'm going to give you another one.
I don't even like croissants. That's bullshit.
What?
You can't give him an extra one.
I have actual facts to back this up. That was almost at a start and finish. The buzzer went before. I had stumbled over one question. It's not a full extra question like Shane's one is. It's one more question. What Mayo club does Kobe McDonald play for?
Cross Molina.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Okay. So Crosson was correct. Enzo Fernandez correct.
Crosson was correct.
Enzo Fernandez correct. I'm going to give 100 degrees is scalding, so I'm going to give him that one too.
Thank you.
And Eden Park is correct. So he's 6 out of 6 for David.
That is bullshit.
Well, this is the bridge.
That is absolute bullshit.
That puts him up to 11. Journey 3 to win.
2 to tie.
Are there any? Oh, there's one or two. Okay, right, not too many. Okay. Okay, 3 to win on your final ever quiz. If you're ready, Ger.
Go for it.
Your time starts now. What county last defeated Limerick in an All Ireland hurling final?
Westford.
No. What Formula One driver has Ger repeatedly called overrated and carried entirely by his car?
Lewis Hamilton.
No. How many World Cups has Argentina won?
3.
Who will start at number 10 for Ireland against New Zealand?
Prendergast.
Yes, what iconic singer-songwriter is Ger Gilroy a massive fan of? This is the win!
This is the tension. Come on, Ger.
Iconic singer-songwriter.
We all want you to do it.
Are you a massive fan of? And there's two answers here, believe it or not. AI have given us two options. You only need to give us one. But it might not be true.
Bob Dylan?
No.
Ah, this is bullshit.
It's Christy Moore or Damien Dempsey.
Right. Where is there any record of that on the internet?
Christy Moore because Kildare, et cetera, et cetera.
Kilkenny were the last team in 07 to beat Limerick in an All-Ireland hurling final. Bollocks. And the Formula One driver that you've repeatedly called overrated and carried entirely by his car is Max Verstappen.
Never talked about Max Verstappen. Never threw shade on Max Verstappen in my life.
Yeah, you are. You're sitting there every morning with your big head of red hair giving out about Max Verstappen.
With your croissant down your throat.
Right, okay, this is a surprising one. We have a tiebreak. Shane could have doubled his points and still not finished in the top two. But here we are. If we have a tie, it doesn't matter because we have a tiebreak here with Irish Caps question. Write down your answer. I want for you to both give me as close to the possible answer of how many Ireland Caps does Louise Quinn have? We are so out of time, it's not even funny.
121.
121. 112. Like, 121 is exactly right.
Never in doubt.
Wow, what a way to sign off.
Play the music.
Mic drop. He got his phone on him?
Well, it's on the ground.
Well, that's a farewell to be proud of.
Incredible.
Congratulations, Cher, on all of your crappy quiz history.
Thank you very much.
And we celebrated all of your radio history earlier, but congratulations on that too. And
well done, Cher.
Farewell.
Yeah. Great innings.
Stay tuned.
I'm happy to lose that tiebreaker.
Yeah.
It's going to be to roll over for me.
I don't think you have much of a chance, in fairness.
News Talk 106 with Derek Gilroy.
Good evening and welcome. I am Derek Gilroy and this is Off the Ball. Tonight we'll be mourning the Irish Six Nations rugby campaign with Brent Pope, picking at the flesh of the carcass, looking for anything which suggests some hope of redemption. And we want to hear from you on 644-5106, or you can email on Ger.
Okay, Superman.
He's just sitting there lazily, like Jabba the Hutt.
It just looks like he's headbutting him from one angle, but then from another angle you actually see that he drops his head in such a way that he can get his teeth around the clavicle and get a good bit of flesh, rip it open.
Where's your evidence for that, baby? Where's your evidence for that?
Oh, the sots and thralls of lust do in their spare hours more thrive than I, sir, who spend my life upon my call.
The apology hasn't really worked.
Brad, but Garrett, here's the thing. You're a big boy. I'm a big boy.
Oh, Ole Solskjaer, eat your heart out. Anything Manchester United can do, we can almost certainly do better. Big Niall Quinn, all is forgiven. Stan Centurion Staunton, you're like a good wine that just gets better with age. My apologies, folks, if I'm being carried away in a World Cup wave at the moment, but let's just revisit the 92nd minute. The time was 2:17 p.m. The date was Wednesday, June 5th, and we were facing World Cup ignominy when...
A chance now for Ireland! He must score! He does! It's a goal! It's an equaliser for Ireland! They pull it out! And Robbie Keane scores his first goal of the World Cup! What a goal!
That was my high-pitched scream in the background.
For the record, I think that there's any prospect in hell of Roy Keane coming in as a number two.
I do think the Australians have a lot of cheek. I don't like Aussie rules football. I think it's crap to watch, to be honest.
I'll skip my own. You go.
I mean, first time in the quiz, Owen just says Robbie Henshaw, and we all move on with our lives. That's what happened. That's what the quiz is about.
Yeah, but then Richie would be
that's
out.
That's it. Works.
And do you think Ireland
win
are
it
better,
back
better than Wales?
I do think Ireland are better than Wales
as a country in general.
I think, you know, as a society, it's almost like they don't respect you.
Yeah, what are you? Are you a complete rookie? What are you talking about?
I will travel around all the pubs of Ireland, dancing on the tables if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer gets a sniff of the Byron gig.
My God,
he's already in the lead, and I don't even know. You know, the establishment has decided that we need to smash Welsh. No more Michael Sheen speeches.
I mean, are you out of your mind?
Done right above our heads.
20 seconds.
Covered in blood. This is absolutely unbelievable stuff. Cordova's trying to line him up for the big shot that'll finish the fight, but there's only 20 seconds left. He's holding off for dear life just to get out of this round. This is an amazing fight.
By all accounts, it was a massive success.
Don't know how you got here, but however it is that you've managed to make it this far, thanks very much.
I had a great time.